It's Tuned to Yesterday, bringing you shows from radio's golden age. Welcome, I'm your host, Mark Levonier. In this hour, romance. Later on, we hear Curtain Time from 1948. Right now, it's the Academy Award Theater, adapting the 1933 motion picture One Sunday Afternoon. It originally starred Gary Cooper and Fay Wray. We hear Jimmy Stewart in this adaptation from August 26, 1946, on CBS.
The House of Squibb presents Academy Award. Every week, Squibb brings you Hollywood's finest. The great picture plays, the great actors and actresses, techniques and skills chosen from the honor roll of those who have won or been nominated for the famous Golden Oscar of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. And now, E.R. Squibb and Sons, manufacturing chemist to the medical profession since 1858, bring you a delightful comedy drama, One Sunday Afternoon. And as our star tonight, you will hear the distinguished actor Jimmy Stewart, who has twice been nominated as Best Actor of the Year, and in 1940, he won the Academy Award.
This is a story of a small town, and small town people, and of a small love affair, if any love affair can be small. And, well, it all ends up all right. Makes you wonder if it was so small after all, the things that happened one Sunday afternoon.
In a good old summer time. Oh, boy. You know, every bottle of beer makes that song sound better.
Bill?
Yes, there.
Do you want me to come out there?
You don't want to see my wife, do you, Snubby?
Yeah.
No, it's all right, honey. You just stay in there. It's all right.
Making all that racket? If I hear any more, I'll come out there and put you both out of the house.
All right, now get out of that dentist chair, Snappy. Who's the dentist around here, you or me?
Okay, Biff, you're the doctor. But it's comfortable.
I got a good notion to pull all your teeth out.
No, I'll get out.
Good old Snapper. Gee whiz, you remember when we were kids together? You remember Avery's Park way back
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it was you and me and Beansy Miller and Hugo Barnstead.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Hugo Barnstead. Yeah.
And Virginia Brush, you were stuck on her.
Oh, no, I wasn't. No, I
yes,
wasn't stuck
you
on
was,
her.
Biff. You was in love with her. And you used to sing in the good old summertime.
Oh, well, sure, I used to sing that song, but Virginia liked it.
She was a swell girl. Hugo stole her away, and she was yours.
Yeah, Hugo was just a plain, everyday skunk. I never liked him. I bet I could have married Virginia if it hadn't been for him. He stole her. That's an awful thing for a skunk to steal another man's girl, you know.
So? Huh? What? Oh, it's you, Dick, over at the Majestic. Yeah, sure, Biff Grimes is here. I'll put him on. It's for you, Biff. It's Dick over at the Majestic Hotel.
Oh? Huh? Uh-uh. It's Sunday. Never work on Sunday. Besides, Amy and I are going out for a walk. Huh? Well, I don't care if he's important. Biff Grimes is important, too. All right, so he's a bank president. Who? What? Hey, what'd you say his name was? Oh, Hugo Barnstead, huh? Uh-huh. Send him right over. In the good old summer.
You gonna pull time. Hugo's tooth?
Yeah.
Guess I'll be getting home.
Yeah, stay where you are here. Come here. I'll do it. I'll get even. He stole Virginia from me, and that's not all. All right, come on, Hugo Barnstead, bank president, and get your tooth pulled. In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime.
Where's the Why, Biff Grimes. So you did become a dentist, huh?
Been a long time, Hugo.
Yeah? Must be 25 years.
Yeah.
Let's see, the last time I saw you was when we had that little trouble at the factory.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, I got an awful toothache. I want gas, too, huh? Hey, look, right up here, see?
Oh,
hurts like the deuce. Wanted to wait until I got over to Oakley, but Virginia, she's with me. And she said
all
I...
All right, all right. Which one is it?
All right, this one. You see it?
Oh,
you
yeah.
See it out there?
Oh, My assistant, Miss Robinson's off today. Snappy Downer will take her place.
No, no, wait a minute.
All right.
Oh, Biff.
Oh, you remember Snappy Downer.
Uh-huh.
Now, I just want you to inhale deep.
Yeah. Okay.
Just deep as you can.
Uh-huh.
Inhale.
Uh-huh.
Just fill your lungs up. Are you getting any gas?
Uh-huh.
That's fine. Just inhale.
I remember it all. Just like it was yesterday. You thought you were going to marry Virginia, but I fooled you. I fooled you.
You go Barnes. Well, I've got you right where I want you, you little crawling rat. Go on and breathe. Breathe. That's it. I remember Hugo Barnstead and Snyder's Gardens. Yesterday, sure, it was yesterday. Avery's Park and Amy in Virginia. We used to go over there. Yeah, I remember. Seems like yesterday. Only yesterday.
Hello, girl.
Hello.
Yeah, you brought your girlfriend along,
yes.
Huh? Yes. Well, I brought my boyfriend, too. How do you like him?
He's all right. That is, I guess he's all right.
Well, introduce me.
Oh, I'd like to introduce my boyfriend.
Sure.
This is Biff Grimes. Biff, this is Virginia.
How you do? How did you know my name was Virginia?
That's for you to find out, little girl. That's for you to find out. We men never tell anything we know. I guess we could tell a lot of things if we wanted to, eh, Hugo?
You betcha.
You betcha, yes, sirree.
Yeah. What's your girlfriend's name?
Oh, I forgot. This is Miss Lind, Amy Lind. This is Mr., what did you say your last name was?
Barnstead.
My name's Grimes, Biff Grimes. I used to know you, didn't I?
That's right.
Oh, let me think where it was.
John Marshall School.
John Marshall? Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You were a funny-looking little thing then, weren't you?
I always liked you, Biff. Amy. I guess I shouldn't have said that.
Well, you could have waited.
I'm sorry, Biff.
Oh, that's all right. I guess all the girls sort of stuck on me in those days. Well... I guess an ice cream soda wouldn't be bad, eh?
Would you like an ice cream soda, Amy? I like a college ice.
Oh, that's swell. Say, Goldstein's got something new. I tried it last night. You know, you'll rave about it. He says New York's going wild over it.
Yes.
Yes, sirree.
What is it, Biff?
Well, he spreads nuts all over the ice cream.
Ooh.
And we won't sit up at the counter either. Goldstein got chairs in back. He did it at my suggestion. You know, it gives the place sort of a sporty atmosphere. And just like New York. Well, come on, let's go. Say, I've had my eyes on you, Virginia. You can take the little girl, Hugo.
Oh, sure, Biff. Come on, Virginia. You're littler than Amy.
Oh, Mr. Barnstead.
Hey, wait a minute here. Hey, what are you doing? Well, that guy has a nerve.
I don't mind if you take me, Mr. Grimes.
Huh? Oh, sure. Well, come on. Hey, Virginia, I'm sorry I got into that fight. Here we are at Snyder's Gardens. You're sore already.
Hugo Barnstead wouldn't act like you. He's a perfect gentleman.
But that fella insulted you.
I despise fisticuffs.
Oh, Virginia, won't you give me a chance? Honest, I'm crazy about you. I can't sleep night or day thinking about you, and my brain's going around and around, and I get dizzy.
I'm not in the least interested.
Oh, there they are. Yoo-hoo! Virginia, Biff Barnes!
Oh, yoo-hoo. Here they come, always finding us.
Hello. We were overlooking at the goldfish pond. Boy, I'll bet you there's a million fish in there.
And they're real, too. Honest. They're swimming all over.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Hey, Biff, there's that fella you had a fight with.
Biff, don't you start anything again.
I'm not starting anything.
I'm warning you, Biff Grimes.
I can keep my mouth shut, my hands to myself.
Oh, don't worry, Virginia. Biff knows how to handle them.
Hey, it's some cutie you got there. You'd think she'd go out with somebody decent.
We're going. Come on, Biff. Come on, Amy.
You know, I could like that cutie myself. And I'd do more than just hold her little hand if she was out with me.
Come on now. I don't want to get in any fight.
Biff.
What was that last remark?
Huh?
That last remark?
What about a wise guy? What are you going to do?
Stand up.
What for?
I want to see how hard I can knock you down.
Biff, you promised.
I don't care. I wouldn't let a remark like that go by.
His cutie tells him what to do.
All right, get up.
Biff Grimes, look out. He's got a knife.
I'll shove it down his throat.
Biff Grimes, I never want to see you again. I hate you. You're a bully. A big bully.
I'll see you over at Avery's Park Wednesday evening, 8 sharp.
Oh, Hugo, take me home.
Hello, Biff.
Oh. Oh, hello, Amy.
It's nice in Avery's Park at night, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Haven't you seen Virginia?
No, not since the picnic.
Haven't you called her or anything?
No.
You were going to meet her here?
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
Oh. It's after 9 now.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Don't I know it?
If I ask you something, will you tell me?
What?
Do you love Virginia?
Well,
you don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
Well, yes. Yes, I love her. I guess maybe I got a little too crazy about her. Sort of an ingrown pain. It starts in the pit of your stomach and works up to your neck and then it...
9:15. I guess Virginia isn't coming.
Yeah. Yep. Looks that way. Well... Sure is nice out here, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, sure is swell.
After a while, the moon will be up. Last night it was up early. Oh, there it is now.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Beautiful. This time of night, things seem still and quiet. Soon fall will be here. Trees will get bare. Then winter. I don't like winter.
No?
No. I get awfully lonesome when winter comes.
Well, you get lonesome, Amy?
Yes.
I know. I get lonesome, too.
Do you, Biff?
Yeah.
Where's Amy and Biff? Hi, Amy. Hello, Biff.
Oh, Snappy. What are you doing over here?
Just taking a walk. Guess you heard the news.
What news?
Ain't you heard?
Well, it depends on what news you've heard.
Well, didn't you hear about Virginia?
Well, I...
She got married this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Married Hugo Barnstead. And he's going to work for his uncle over in Toledo. Got a swell job. He and the happy bride are leaving on the midnight. We're going to throw rice and everything. I hear they got a lower sleeper.
No. That's good. Well, what do you know about that?
Well, guess I'll be running along.
All right, Snappy.
Gee, Biff, I'm sorry. It hurts, huh?
Oh, no. I don't know. It's just I hope when Hugo climbs into that sleeper, he breaks his leg.
Biff, that is nice.
All right, okay. I'm sorry. You're the first person who ever made me take something back, too. You're the first. Well, say, Amy.
Yes, Biff.
Well, there's no sense in two people being lonely in the winter, is there?
No, Biff.
Well, then how about me being your steady?
Do you want to?
Yes, I do.
All right, Biff.
All right. Well, gee, boy, it looks like there are a million stars out tonight. Well, all right, let's go. I'll walk as far as the gate with you, and then...
Yes, dear.
And then, Amy, I think I'm going to kiss you.
Next Tuesday is our anniversary, you know?
Yeah, gosh, Amy. Funny wedding, wasn't it? Justice of the peace.
Old man Hawkeye.
Yeah. We didn't have any witnesses, so he called in those two men from the livery stable. Well, never mind, honey. Wait till I get my debts cleaned up, and then we'll have a swell wedding. We'll get married all over again.
I know we will. Why not put your books away for the night and take a walk? You've been at the factory all day.
Oh, say, did I tell you they're switching Hugo Barnstead from the Toledo branch over here beginning tomorrow morning?
Yes, I know. Virginia told me this afternoon.
Did you? Well, where did you meet Virginia?
On Main Street. She said they might stop over and see us tonight.
Well, I don't want to see him. How did Virginia look?
Swell. And such clothes. They must have struck it rich.
Yeah.
You don't mind if they come, dear?
Oh, me? Well, no. Why should I? Hey, looks like them now. Look, out there.
Oh,
isn't that them?
My, I've got the dishes put away. You talk to them for a minute.
Well, come here, Amy. Amy, I don't want to see them alone.
All right, dear. I'll open the door.
My, nice little place you have here, Amy.
Well, it's comfortable anyway. You're both looking awfully well.
Thanks.
Don't you think so, Biff?
Yeah.
What a lovely dress.
Oh, yes. I got it in Toledo. The store said it was imported from Paris.
Really?
Yes, it would have been cheaper to move there.
Lovely. Don't you think so, Biff?
Yes. I'm buying one for Amy for her birthday.
Oh, say, Biff. You know, my uncle isn't satisfied with the way things are going at the factory. We're not making enough money.
Oh, no?
No, he expects me to double the output and cut down the expenses. You see, you may be able to give up that silly dentist idea and become a businessman.
Well, let's get down to the point. What do you want?
Well, they tell me there are too many men laying off sick. Now, I'm going to clean out that place. Too much dead wood. We're not running an old men's home. Too many old-timers, huh?
Well, I found the men good workers.
Well, you see, Biff, you mingle with the men. You can keep your eyes open and see what's going on.
No, I do my own work. I don't notice the others.
But you can begin to notice them?
I don't understand.
Well, for instance, the department where you are. Now, some are on the job, but I suppose others aren't. Well, I want you to report to me, you see? Now, who would you suggest I get rid of?
In other words, you want me to be a spy.
Oh. You see, Virginia? That's what I get for trying to help him out.
I didn't ask you for help. If you came over here tonight to make a sneak out of me, you can get out.
Oh, now he's insulting me without any reason. I came here ready to...
No, Hugo, you don't understand.
Oh, stop it, Hugo. I think you've made a fool of yourself.
I have not made a fool of myself. I think Biff Grimes is too stubborn for his own good. What's the sense of talking to a man without any brains? I'm going. Come on, Virginia.
It's all right. I can handle him. Good night, Amy.
Doing home at this hour?
Well, I guess I got a little surprise for you, Amy. Down at the factory, you know what happened the other night?
Hugo?
Yes, Hugo, that little rat. His uncle called me into his office and asked me to give him that information Hugo wanted. Well, we had a few words and I quit.
Biff, tell me the truth. Did you have words with Hugo, too?
Well, sure I did.
Did you strike him?
Well, I...
Tell me the truth.
Well, I didn't exactly strike him, but I... gave him a little shove.
Oh, Biff, don't you see how we're fixed? If he went back and explained...
No, it's too late. I kind of lost my head, Amy. Something went wrong with the machinery. I guess it was my fault, and Hugo fired me. Wouldn't even give me my pay. I told him he had to give me my pay.
Oh, Biff.
But he's got to give me my pay, and I'm going to...
Shh, Biff, my mother's here visiting today. We can't tell her, not just yet. She'll be wondering why you're home. I'll fix it somehow. You wait here.
Good evening, officer.
Hello, Biff. These belong to you, don't they? You better come along quietly, Biff, and don't make any trouble. Hugo Bonstead wants you pinched. He swears you took a punch at him and came back and tried to rob the place.
You had this gun.
No, for heaven's sake, be quiet. My wife's in there. I just pulled it as a bluff. He wouldn't pay me my wages. I worked for them. I work hard. I couldn't lick the whole police force. You fellas know me. You've known me for years. I wouldn't steal anything for anybody. I was desperate, I tell you. I only wanted what was coming to me.
Sorry, Biff. We can't do nothing. We gotta take you. Hugo has the whole factory to swear on his side.
Biff?
Oh, well, I know that's awful nice of you, Matt, to come up here. I appreciate it. I'm only too glad to accept your offer. Hello, Amy.
What's the matter?
Matter? No, there's nothing matter. The cops are giving a clam bake down at the casino on Thursday, and they asked me to join the committee, so we're just going to go down there and arrange things.
Wait for me. Wait for me.
Dropped off at the junction. I could have made the 5:45, but I didn't want anybody at the station to see me.
I know.
Something told me you'd be out here at this old park. It's nice over here tonight. Spring.
Spring.
It smells good, and the earth and the trees. Everything seems to be waking up, and new life coming in. Well, I got out at 12 o'clock, and the warden shook hands with me. He was a nice guy. He's glad to see me, Amy.
You know I am, Bill.
Oh, gee. Feels good to see you. Feels good to be back. 2 years, it just seems like 10. Oh, that gramophone over there, what's it playing, Amy? Something new?
Let the rest of the world go by.
Well, I guess we'll just have to do that, Amy.
All right.
Okay with you?
Wherever you go, Ben, I'll go.
Oh, look up at that old sky. Must be a million stars out, and the moon's up full.
Yes.
And it's spring. Let's walk home, Amy. Yeah, it seems just like yesterday. Avery Park and Amy.
Biff, are you going to pull that tooth?
Yes.
I'm going home.
Stay right where you are.
I can't stand to watch.
Well, if it isn't my old-time sweetheart himself.
Hello, Virginia. How are you?
Well, you've kept your look. Say, have you pulled Goofy Jake's tooth yet? Do me a favor and put him out of his misery.
Hugo. Hugo.
Now, let him alone. He's half dead anyway.
Yeah?
Hugo. You all right? Look at me. Here. Here, take some water.
Is it out, huh? Can you see it? My dentist in Pittsburgh told me. Remember the time I had those 7 teeth?
Listen, you. For 25 years, I've heard nothing but teeth, teeth, teeth.
Oh, Virgie.
Oh, don't Virgie me. If I hear any more squawks out of you, I'll perform an operation myself and you won't get gas.
Oh. How much do I owe you, Biff?
For me? Me? Oh, nothing. No, nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh? Well, as you wish.
Biff. By the way, how's your wife?
Well, she's very well.
Still married? Or don't you work at it?
No, Mrs. Grimes is still Mrs. Grimes.
Well, goodness knows what I've suffered. Married to this death house buzzard.
Oh, now, Virgie, I want to go home. I don't feel good.
Well, come on, then.
see you some other time, Biff.
Yeah. Sorry we can't stay and see your wife.
Well, she'll be sorry, too. Good afternoon.
What was all that commotion in here?
Where's Snappy?
Oh, he's gone.
Well, ready to take a walk? Get your hat. Sunday afternoon, everybody out.
Amy.
What's the matter, Biff?
Oh, Amy. Oh, do you know, you're very sweet and very beautiful. I love you, Amy.
I love you too, Biff.
And tomorrow you're going to get the finest car in Hillsdale.
Our old car is getting pretty terrible looking.
Well, I wouldn't let you be seen in it. You know, there's a brand new taxi standing over there near the hotel. Hey! Hey, taxi! Hey, listen, drive up to the front door there and wait there. That's right. Just around the corner. Yeah, that's right. You see, Biff Grimes and his best girl are... Well, we're going for a ride.
Brundage bidding you good night until next Wednesday at the same time, when you're invited to listen again to Academy Award presented by the House of Squibb, a name you can trust. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The Academy Award Theater on Tuned to Yesterday from August 28, 1946 on CBS. The motion picture that story was based on, One Sunday Afternoon, was released in 1933 and actually never won nor was nominated for an Academy Award. It seems that for the broadcast and radio terms, the hook was that Jimmy Stewart had previously won an Oscar. It's an hour of romance on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark LeVanier. And now on to Curtain Time, an episode from NBC, part of their Wednesday night lineup at 10:30. In the love interest drama category, this was the leading show of its day, with 12.5 million people tuned in, beating out the second-place program in that category, the Hallmark Playhouse. This episode brings forth the romantic story Broadway interlude with Arthur Peterson, Nanette Sargent, and George Cesar from February 7th, 1948.
Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents...
Curtain Time!
Of Snickers, welcome you to Curtain Time. Another gala and brilliant crowd fills the lobby tonight, and here among the most eager to see the new play is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, I've heard tonight's play is about the theater.
Yes, John, it's a comedy romance of New York's Great White Way. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seats 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, now, we couldn't ask for better seats. So let's get comfortable and glance at the program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Curtain Time Players, are starred tonight in Broadway Interlude by Betty Gailey. Mr. Elders plays the part of Bob Crandall, and Miss Sargent is heard in the role of Gloria Thorndike.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of Broadway Interlude. Well, the scene is the office of Crandall and Murdoch Theatrical Producers. At the moment, the two young partners are engaged in conversation. Well, that is, Nick Murdoch is holding forth while Bob Crandall listens.
So I says to Billy Rose, Billy, with us in there, you're up against the toughest competition you've ever had in show business. Well...
I'll get it, Nick. Crandall and Murdoch, Bob Crandall speaking. I'm sorry, but we don't need any more chorus girls. That's right. What we're looking for now is a leading lady. Okay, goodbye.
Well, like I was saying, Billy looks at me nonchalant.
Jeepers, Nick, it's 1 o'clock.
Okay, so what?
Well, don't you remember? You had a 12:30 date to have lunch with Grace.
Maybe so, but we got a show to get lined up.
There's not much more we can do until we get a girl for the lead.
Well, sure, but...
we've got a great show, Nick. Swell music, fast comedy.
But what's good of a show without a gal to make a gel?
Well, that's true, but...
Interview anybody today?
Dozens of them, but this girl's got to be different, Nick. She's got to be fresh and sweet and unsophisticated.
Oh, never mind announcing
me. Hey, that's Grace.
Uh-oh, I was afraid of that.
Hi, Grace. Come on in.
I was going to.
Look, Grace, I can explain.
Oh, hello, Nicky, darling.
Huh? You mean you ain't mad at me?
Of course not. What have you done?
Well, I didn't show up for lunch.
Oh, darling. We'll just make a dinner instead. I'll be good and hungry by then, you big stiff.
What do you mean by then? You're always hungry when you eat with me.
Hold it, kid. Yes?
There's a Mr. John Thorndike to see you, Mr. Crandall.
John Thorndike?
That old has-been.
He says he's a Shakespearean actor.
Well, we can't use him. Tell him we're casting a musical.
Hey, wait a minute.
What for?
Ever send him in, I could stand a good laugh.
Well, sure, but... okay, send him in.
Yes, sir.
Poor old Thorndike, still hanging on.
You know, there's something pathetic about these old legits.
I'll say, they're acting.
Oh, come in, Mr. Thorndike.
Gentlemen, your obedient servant.
How are you, Thorndike? This is Grace Nolan.
Miss Nolan, this is a pleasure indeed.
Well, gee, thanks.
Well, Mr. Thorndike, what's on your mind?
Young man, at present, we are at liberty. I trust that suggests something to you.
I see what you mean, but I'm afraid that Shakespeare and swing don't mix.
But I'm not seeking to sell you my talents.
Come again?
Gentlemen, I am here in the interest of a young lady. A mere girl, I may say.
Oh?
This young lady possesses all the innocence of Juliet, coupled with the beauty of Cleopatra.
Wow.
More than that, she is a superlative actress.
There ain't no such animal.
Mr. Thorndike, who is this girl that has everything?
Young lady, she's my daughter.
I knew there was a catch in it.
Oh, no catch at all. I have taught her everything I know about the theater. What more can you ask?
Well, did you bring her with you?
She's waiting in the anteroom. I shall present her to you at once. Gloria, my child.
Now you've done it.
I've done it. You're the guy who wanted to laugh.
Miss Nolan, Mr. Crandall, Mr. Madoc, this is my daughter, Gloria. My fledgling, who is waiting to try her wings.
Well, what do you know?
How do you do?
Miss Thorndike, I must confess that I thought your father was exaggerating, but, gee, he didn't begin to do you justice.
Oh, thank you, but don't mind Daddy. He's prejudiced.
Dear me,
I had no idea that producers could be so nice. I was terribly afraid of meeting you.
Well, you shouldn't have been. But about our show...
Ixnay, Robert, don't commit yourself.
Leave him alone, Nick. He's doing fine.
Yes, indeed.
I'd love to work for you, Mr. Crandall, and Mr. Murdoch.
Well, I'd love to have you work for me and Mr. Murdoch.
Hey, what am I around here? Just an afterthought?
Yes, darling. And clam up, will
you? Miss Thorndike, would you have dinner with me tonight?
Why, I'd be very...
Pardon me, Mr. Crandall, but the fact
is... Oh, I mean both of you, of course.
Well, in that case...
We can discuss details and draw up a contract for Miss Thorndike to sign.
Ye gods and little fishes, will somebody please stop this guy?
Mr. Crandall, we accept with pleasure.
Swell.
We're stopping at the Radcliffe House, temporarily, of course.
Oh, sure, of course.
Good, I'll call for you at 8.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Crandall.
Come, my dear, we must depart.
So long.
Until later then, Mr. Crandall, Miss Nolan, Mr. Murdoch. Au revoir.
Goodbye, and thank you.
Goodbye. Well, kids, there goes our leading lady.
There goes your common sense, you mean.
Oh, lay off him, Nick. Bob knows a good thing when he sees it.
Oh, he does, huh?
Yes, and that's more than I can say for some people I know.
Gosh, she's so young, so beautiful, so appealing, so...
So what? She's Papa's little precious. But I'll give you odds of 10 to 1 she can't act worth sour apple.
Oh, don't be silly. She's a natural.
Okay, brother, we shall see. We shall see.
Well, a few days have passed. The show is in rehearsal, and Nick is putting the chorus through its paces.
One and two and one and kick. One and two and one and kick. Hey, you there, I said kick, not trip.
All right, hold it. Now listen, girls. We're going to get this right if it takes all night.
Wait a minute, Simon LeGrand.
hungry.
Now what's the matter?
Listen, it's 4 o'clock. When are we going to eat?
She's right, Nick. We've been driving them pretty hard.
Look, Bob, what are we doing? Putting on a show or pampering a bunch of chorus girls?
All we want is time out to eat and rest.
Let them go eat, Nick. Miss Thorndike and Mr. Mills can rehearse that second act love scene while they're out.
Okay, scram, but see that you're back here in 30 minutes.
Now, we'll be back, slave driver.
Oh, Mr. Crandall. Oh, may I sit beside you and watch them rehearse the love scene?
Oh, Miss Ardmore, sure. It's a good idea, seeing you're understudying the part.
Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Thorndike.
Right here, Mr. Crandall, ready to be of service.
Will you tell Gloria and Mr. Mills that I want them to run through the love scene in the second act, please?
Immediately, sir, immediately.
Thank you.
Gee, where is Gloria? You'd think she'd be around during rehearsals. I'm only the understudy, and I'm always here.
Sure, sure, Doreen.
Oh, Mr. Crandall, do you think I'll ever get a chance to play her part?
Well, there's always a possibility.
Sure, if Gloria breaks a leg.
Oh.
Daddy said you wanted to see me, Bob. I mean, Mr. Crandall.
Yes, I do, Gloria. That love scene in the second act isn't going so well.
I know it is.
Well, I'd like you to run through it for me.
Oh, I'm sorry, but Mr. Mills has gone out to eat.
Well, that's okay. I'll read his part. Maybe I can help you with it. Now, we'll start with my entrance. And remember, you're madly in love with me.
Yes, yes.
Now, I enter, rush over to you, and say, darling, I've come back. I'm sorry for everything. And I'll never leave you again.
Oh, my dearest. I've prayed for this moment. I don't think I could have gone on living without you.
Sweetheart.
We belong together, my darling. I've known that from the beginning.
And we'll go on together.
Oh, my darling.
Hey, break it up!
Well, Nick, how'd it go?
Well, it was a swell love scene, but you two weren't acting.
Hello, Gloria.
Oh, Bob.
Say, how about meeting me for dinner tonight, alone?
I'd love to, Bob, but Daddy's arranged to have me see some newspaper friends of his. He says they'll give me some good write-ups.
Oh, but Gloria, we'll see that you get plenty of publicity. Why can't he leave things alone?
Don't you talk that way about my father.
Look, I think your father's a great guy, but he's lived his life. Why doesn't he let you live yours?
I'll see you at the theater.
Now, wait a minute, Gloria.
Bob, I wish you wouldn't call me anymore. Not if you're going to insult my father.
But I'm not insulting him. I'm just stating a fact. He's a meddling old fool.
Oh, Mr. Crandall.
Hello, Doreen. Troubling you?
Why, Mr. Crandall. Bob, you must be psychic. How did you ever guess that I'm in a whole heap of trouble?
I didn't. Is there anything I can do for you?
You're just about the only person in the whole world who can help me. It's about understudying that part and maybe never getting to play it.
Well, would you like to have dinner with me tonight and tell me all about it?
Oh, I'd simply love to. But are you sure you want to be bothered with a little old nobody like me?
Oh, I'd love to be. And say, maybe after your problems are solved, you'd like to go dancing someplace.
Oh, Bob, you really are psychic.
Look who's over there, dancing cheek to cheek.
Well, what do you know? Bob and Doreen. How long have they been an item?
Don't ask me.
I see the guy every day, and he never talks about anybody but Gloria. I wonder where she is.
Probably home, crying her little heart out.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, she's real gone when it comes to Bob. And I thought it was mutual up until 30 seconds ago.
Should we ask him to come over to our table?
From the looks of things, darling, they want to be alone. Oh, gee, that burns me. Why, when I think of that poor little kid who... Honest, you men are all alike.
Oh, now, baby, you know you don't mean me, too.
You know something, Nick?
What?
I'd give anything to know what they're talking about.
Oh, Bob, honey, are you really going to have the author write in a teensy part for me?
Sure I will, Doreen. You've worked hard, and I think you deserve a break.
Oh, I just know I'd never get a chance to do Gloria's part. She wouldn't want me to show her up.
Well...
But if you give me some lines of my very own... Well, honey, I'll just love you to death.
You know, Doreen, that's what I like about you.
It is?
Yes. Some people never appreciate the things that are done for them.
Why, Bob Crandall, I just think you're the most wonderful man in the whole wide world. I'd be in the worst old muddle without you.
See, you're so little and helpless. I'm glad to do anything I can for you.
Thanks for your interest, Bob. But Daddy's having a press luncheon for me. He'll attend to everything.
Oh, sure. I forgot. Your father always comes first, doesn't he?
Bob, I wish you wouldn't be jealous of Daddy.
Okay, Gloria. But how about having dinner with me tonight?
I'm sorry, Bob, but I just have to have my costumes fitted tonight.
Dinner tonight, Bob? Why, how sweet of you. I just adore it.
Gloria, you've been working awfully hard. Let's go dancing after the show tonight.
I'm sorry, Bob. Daddy thinks I should go to bed early and get some rest tonight.
Look, Bob, what's all this about you and Doreen Ardmore?
Nick, that's none of your business.
Now, wait a minute. I just want to keep you from getting involved. And besides, there's Gloria.
Gloria hasn't time for anything except her career and Daddy.
Well, sure, now that she's playing in a hit show, naturally she's busy. But she's going to feel pretty bad when she reads this item in the paper.
What item?
You mean you didn't see it? Why, it says...
Give me that paper.
Well, how do you like that? Here,
we have it on good authority, the lady herself, that Doreen Ardmore and Bob Crandall will merge personally and professionally after the closing of Hello Tomorrow. Miss Ardmore, not Gloria Thorndike, will star in Crandall and Murdoch's new show.
You see what I mean? That's the first I knew about it.
It's also the first I knew about it.
You mean it?
I mean it's all Doreen's idea. I wonder what she takes me for.
Brother, you better call Gloria and do some explaining.
I'll explain nothing. Gloria's given me a runaround the past few months. That's what caused all this.
Yeah, but the kid's been bewildered and influenced by her dad.
Look,
and...
I'm going out and I won't be back. Don't wait for me.
But where are you going?
I'm going out to break my engagement. And maybe a few necks.
Well, it's now later. Gloria, in her hotel room, is preparing to leave for England. Her father is with her.
You know, Daddy, it's sad closing a show.
Of course, but...
I'm packing away an awful lot of hopes and memories in these trunks.
Ah, but my dear, when you get to England, you'll forget them all. You'll have a whole new world at your feet.
And all I want is one man who doesn't want me. Funny, isn't it? I guess I just haven't any pride.
Gloria, the theater is a hard taskmaster. Sometimes pride is all it leaves us. But it's seen me over many a rough spot, and it will do the same for you.
But that's not the point.
No, then pray tell what is.
If you hadn't kept me from doing it, I'd have gone running to Bob long ago.
Ah, that would have been a grievous mistake.
I'm not so sure. We might have patched things up before it was too late.
But, my dear child, don't you see? It's more dignified for you to wait for him to come to you and explain his behavior.
I'm not interested in being dignified. Besides... He's never come. I've been so lonesome.
Now, Gloria. Ambition must be made of sterner stuff.
I haven't any ambition. I've just been trying to do what you wanted me to, and I've made a mess of everything.
But my child.
Oh, dear. Now, who can that be?
I shall see, Gloria. Dry your tears, my little lamb.
Hiya, Thorndike.
Oh, it's you.
Nick.
I want to talk to Gloria alone, Thorndike.
Why, of all...
Not Daddy. Please.
Very well. I should be in my room.
Well, Nick?
You've been crying, haven't you?
Please, if there's something you want to talk to me about...
Okay. I see you're almost packed.
Yes, I...
Gloria, I don't think you want to leave like this.
Nick, I tell you,
But Bob and I have been looking for a new show for you.
For Doreen Ardmore, you mean?
Say, what are you talking about? You know better than that.
I read the gossip columns, too, you know.
Oh, you mean that?
Yes, I mean that.
So that's why you're running away.
Well, it's a pretty good reason, isn't it? But we'll just say it's in the interest of my career, if we say anything at all, which I'd rather you wouldn't.
Not even to Bob?
Don't you think I have any pride?
No.
Well, you're right. But don't tell Bob. Daddy wouldn't like it.
Gloria, don't you think it's about time you stopped letting Daddy make up your mind?
Well, maybe so, but...
Is there anything I can do for you, kid?
Yes.
Nick, will you and Grace have dinner with Daddy and me tomorrow night here in the hotel?
Why, sure, we'd like to. But what about Bob? Shall I bring him along?
No.
Oh, Gloria, give the guy a break.
I'm going to call and ask him myself.
You're going to... Good girl, Gloria, good girl. Well, guess I'll beat it now.
I'm glad you dropped in, Nick.
Not half as glad as I am, sweetheart. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye, Nick.
Oh, I hope he's in, now that I've got my nerve up.
Hello?
Hello, Bob?
Gloria, I've been wanting to call you, but...
You have?
Look, Gloria, I owe you an explanation.
Oh, Bob, I think it's the other way around.
You mean you're not angry with me about anything?
No, Bob, not anymore. And I'd like you to have dinner with me tomorrow. Will you?
Oh, of course I will. I've been wanting to see you alone.
Oh, well, I'm afraid we won't be alone, exactly.
Oh, I see. I suppose your father will be there, hmm?
Well, yes, kind of. And Grace and Nick.
Anybody else?
And you.
Yeah, I can see that we won't be alone, exactly. Okay, Gloria, I'll be there.
Oh, Bob, that's wonderful.
And, Gloria.
Yes?
Thanks for asking me.
Gee, Gloria, that was a swell dinner.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I ate so much I can't talk.
Oh, great. Now maybe somebody else will have a chance.
Say, if you're insinuating that I talk too
much... Look, it's Gloria's turn to have the spotlight tonight since it's her farewell party.
Just a little celebration in honor of a successful run on dear old Broadway.
She was the hit of the season.
Oh, Bob. Gloria, what do you want to go to England for anyway?
The child has new fields to conquer.
I've already signed a contract with Neville Watkins to star in a new musical.
Oh, but I thought you and Bob...
Nick. Huh? You heard what she said.
Oh, gee, Gloria, that's a swell break for you. Watkins is a good producer. But I hate to see you go.
Well, maybe if you wanted me to stay...
Oh, I couldn't ask that of you. I've nothing as good to offer you. That's what you think.
Gloria, I always eat my makeup off. Do you want to come with me while I slip on some fresh lipstick?
Why, of course. I guess I could stand some, too.
Gloria, how do you do it?
How do I do what?
How do you stay so radiant looking? Now, look at me. I'm just as fresh as a century plant, and not much older.
Oh, Grace, you look perfectly lovely.
Oh, thanks, kid. I needed that. What I want to know is this. What's wrong with you?
Oh, Grace, I don't know what to do.
I know. You're breaking your heart because Bob's been chasing around with Doreen Ardmore.
I don't know what happened, Grace. After the show opened, everything went wrong. Well, he actually seemed to avoid me.
Oh, but you can't blame him. The minute Doreen entered the picture, you faded out. Why didn't you do something about her?
What could I do?
What could you do? Say, why do you think I've camped on Nick's trail all these months?
Well, you don't mean that you and Nick...
I mean Nick hasn't got a chance. Of course, he doesn't know that yet, but...
So, that's the way it's done.
Well, sure, kid. A gal's got to fight for her man. Now, listen. I've got an idea.
What?
I'll tell you later, but there's one thing you can do.
Oh, Grace, I'll do anything.
Then keep your father away from that boat you're sailing on tomorrow. Do anything, but come down to the dock without him.
Well, sure, Grace, but why?
Don't ask questions. We'll all be down to the boat tomorrow to see you off. And don't worry, kid. I've got it all figured out. Look at this stateroom.
Yeah, it's the nuts.
Oh, gee, Gloria, everyone in town must have sent flowers.
Aren't they lovely?
Yeah, it looks like the bridal suite.
Nick.
What have I done now?
Oh, don't scold him, Grace. It does look like the bridal suite. But who ever heard of a bride going on a honeymoon alone?
By the way, where's Bob?
He'll be here. Something probably held him up.
All ashore, it's going ashore.
Hey, do you hear that?
All ashore, it's
We better scram.
Well, there's plenty of time. Let's wait for Bob.
Well, maybe he's forgotten I'm sailing.
No, don't be silly. He'll be here, Gloria. And then we can...
Oh, gee, Gloria. I had to rush to make it, but I got here.
Oh, Bob. I'm so glad you did.
What happened to you?
Why, I had a pack.
Pack?
Sure. I'm sailing with you.
Oh, Bob.
Hey, look, what's this all about?
Last call. All ashore.
Come on, Grace. We gotta beat it.
Wait a minute, Nick.
Gloria, I didn't know how much you meant to me until you started to leave. I've been a sap.
Are you just finding that out, Dopey?
Will you shut up?
Darling, I've loved you ever since the first time you stepped in my office.
Oh, Bob, dear,
but then when I saw how much your career meant to you and your father,
Oh, darling, it was all his idea.
Yes, I know that now. Gloria, are you really going to marry Neville Watkins when you get to London?
Marry Neville Watkins? But I...
Grace said that...
Oh, she did, huh?
Well, you see, kids,
come on,
it was...
kitten, what did you say?
Then, you mean it isn't true?
Well, of course not.
Well, Gloria, I had to tell Bob something.
Oh, dear, now you've gone and spoiled everything.
No, she hasn't. I'm not giving you up now to anybody. We're going to have the captain marry us as soon as we get out to sea.
Oh, darling, I'm so happy.
Well, is this the bridal suite or ain't it the bridal suite?
Oh, gee, don't they make a pretty picture?
Yeah, I'll say. Gosh, if I... Hey, we got to get off this windjammer.
Not so fast. Aren't you going to wish the bride and groom luck?
Well, sure, sure. Lots of luck, kids, and may all your troubles be... Holy smoke, the boat's moving.
Well, what do you know? Right again.
Yeah, but what are we going to do? I can't swim.
Don't worry, baby. I've got our tickets.
You've got our tickets?
Oh, yes, darling. The captain can make this a double ceremony.
Well, blow me down. I've been shanghaied by a female captain kid.
The curtain falls on the last act of another Curtain Time play, brought to you by the makers of Snickers.
Curtain Time on Tuned to Yesterday from February 7th, 1948 on NBC. And that brings the curtain down on this hour of Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. It's been a pleasure.